Here's Anna from Berlin, and welcome to my audio broadcast. I'm showing you the great accessibility features of Duolingo and its Czech lesson, its Czech course. I'm learning Czech right now, and it's really fun. I'm using a Mac computer with the browser Safari and VoiceOver in the background, as I am blind and I need a speech synthesis software.
Password eingeben, text bearbeiten, Safari, Duolingo.
So I had to log in because my PC crashed. Let's see if this works. We only have 10 minutes, so we have to do it really quick. My equipment is a MacBook from 2017 with browser Safari, the latest Mac OS. And VoiceOver and the Czech voice Iveta. Iveta is a really good Czech voice, really clear, well understandable, and that's the main thing. Because if you learn a new language, you should understand and you should learn the pronunciation. And that is what Duolingo also cares about, the pronunciation, the writing, the grammar. Big thank you to Karel from Czech Republic. Mwah. He gave me the site and I'm really grateful I got to know him. Also, big hello to Marvin from Munich and to Adam Blažek from Prague. He's my best friend. Also, big kisses to you. So let's get started. We should type in English. Poslední stroj. We should type it in English. So what means poslední stroj? It's meaning last machine. And we write last.
Machine.
It's great that Iveta knows at least a little bit of English. So I don't need to switch voices all the time, because if the Czech voice talks English or even German, it sounds a bit crazy. And it can people make a little bit dizzy. Bing bing! So it's correct, and we go continue.
Step.
And we have another exercise.
Bez iberschrift eben jeden. Write this in Czech.
Write this in Czech.
Strange tree.
A strange tree. What was the word?
Další paste. Strange tree.
Oh yes, we have a word bank, that's good.
Dalej František, tas poslední, tas Matěj, tas strom, tas zvláštní, taste.
Zvláštní, yes. I wasn't sure about the word. It's zvláštní. That's strange.
Drucken, strom, taste.
And strom is a tree.
Drucken. Zvláštní, tas úsek, keyboard, tak taste.
So we have skip, use keyboard, and check. Check is enter, and use keyboard, you can switch between word bank and keyboard. If you prefer to write, you can use the keyboard. If you prefer not to write, just to, learn the words first and what they are meaning, just use the word bank. Bling! If you want, you can follow me on Duolingo. I'm gonna search you my username and we will learn Czech together.
Bez iberschrift eben jeden. Write this in Czech.
Write this in Czech.
Little Matěj. Klizkba.
We should write little Matěj. Matěj, you can't translate. This is the boy's name. Matěj is like Matthew.
Poslední. Malý. Taste.
Little is malý.
Drucken malý. Další.
Malý.
Matěj. Tas.
And Matěj is and stays Matěj.
Drucken ma. Cuntinu.
Continue.
Další strom.
So we had a listening
exercise. Du bist mit voice over ton aus.
So we have to put voice over off so you hear it better. This is tricky now, because you have two options.
Další strom.
To jest that, this is that what we are just hearing.
Další strom. Další strom.
You hear the difference? The one is normal, the other one is slower. If you have problems to get the pronunciation, you can easily switch from fast speech to low speech. So this is actually very good, very well done, to get the pronunciation.
Voice over tone N.
Sorry, I'm a bit tired. So we put voiceover on again.
In check text, gebearbeitet.
So, what did she say?
Paste.
In check. Další strom. We have to write in check.
Další. Lerze jichen. Strom.
It's important when you learn, for example, Czech, that you have Czech keyboard installed. Either way, you have a virtual keyboard, but as a blind person, I don't recommend you the virtual keyboard. It makes you dizzy and you're actually wasting your time on it. Pling! It's correct. Yes!
Albert spfajelo. Co ti novedla I František?
What did she say?
Paste.
It's actually, when voiceover speaks, it's the bloody audio ducking. I have to put that off. I have to put voiceover off.
Voiceover tone aus. Velký František.
Velký František. It's meaning big František. And what should we do?
Voiceover paste. In Czech text.
Okay, we have to type it in Czech. It's velký.
Velký. Lerze jichen. Type in
Franti.
Franti. Franetiš. František. Co ti nové paste?
Okay.
Type in Czech.
Malý Matěj. I understood this, but I think you didn't hear it.
Paste. Do business. Typej in Czech.
Malý Matěj. So you can... Malý Matěj. You can easily get the pronunciation when she talks slowly.
Obherc velké ásča. Typej in Czech.
Malý.
Lerze jichen. Typej ká Matěj.
Yes, we did it correct.
Typej in Czech.
Okay, we should type in Czech.
Paste.
And we should type...
Zvláštní stroj. Obert, velké,
sorry, this was my pronunciation problem.
SVL. Sblá. Type in Czech. Du bist nicht so zvlášť. Zvláštní. Lerze jichen. Stroj. Co ti nové paste?
Oh, I have a typo. Ping, ping. This is when you've done something wrong. It's ping, ping.
Co ti nové disu report strange machine. Manning. Iber schrift ebene dva tři objekte. Uset wrong word. Zvláštní stroj.
Okay. The problem is we should have been writing it in English. And we are writing it in Czech. That's good that when we made a mistake, so you heard the sound ping ping. Zvláštní stroj. Okay, this is the last exercise.
Paste. Type in Czech text. ZVL. Type in zblí. Y s čárkou. A s čárkou. Zvláštní.